to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here this week for a wine review, and we're returning to a Verdejo. Remember I had a Verdejo earlier, and I had it for a couple of years, and I was concerned that maybe there's something wrong with it because it's just so old. Well, I went and got me a 2016, a Jorge Ordóñez Nicia Old Vine Verdejo from Reuda region. So, it's northern Spain. If you didn't know, this is a Spanish wine. So, I like these. These and Portugal wines, especially this Verdejo. I normally get a kind of taste and feel of this kind of wine with some citrusy, almost effervescent, like the Portugal give that little effervescent feel of it. But this is a lot more minerally and really citrusy feel. The texture is really decent. And I wanted to grab a newest one because I remember I just really wasn't pleased on the last Verdejo that I had, because that's the actual varietal that we're drinking. And it's a white. So let's grab a taste of this so I can let you know what's going on with it. And so I just washed the glass. Wanted to get a fresh glass. So you see that color is a little faint. It has hints of green in there, too. I'm not sure if you can see it from here, but I'm looking at it. It got hints of green. So let's get the aroma in. So got a little limey, almost. They're saying nectarine and peach, but that's probably the flavor. But I'm getting lime. It's like a refreshing, cool, because I got it cool. I didn't get it room temperature. I got it cool and kind of get it in a refrigerator. So let's get a taste of it. So I kind of agree with the nectarine. But it still has some notes of like lime. And like I said, it has that citrusy type, like nectarine, limes, lemons, anything in that matter. Not really on the sweet side like a pineapple, or very, very acidic like a grapefruit. But you're getting these other tones that's right there. And I love the cool, refreshing taste. When I had it kind of a little less cooler, it wasn't as refreshing. So when it's cooler, it's a really nice backyard. You get another taste. And it's not really sweet on the front side. And it really isn't acidic, but it's not flat. It's not giving you that flat feel. No tannins. It just floats over, and it's not really dry either, because it has a lingering taste to it, which is okay. It's okay. This is a nice little sit out. Enjoy yourself. Pass this on to a couple of people. Wine while you're eating salads, or maybe a fruit salad or any type of salad that will tone down anything that's sweet or complement something that's kind of grassy, mineral. It relates really well with that. But I finally got a Verdejo that I really feel good about. I'm going to try another one. I'm going to try something a little younger than 2016 to see if there's a difference within that. But other than that, I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. See me on urbanwinelife.com or Urban Wine Life on all podcasts, as well as Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube, so you can get a chance to check out and see the wine that I'm drinking. And you know, I want to give you a little quick close-up of that. And can you see it well? Nicia and Reuda Verdejo, Old Vines 2016. Pretty decent wine. Yes, a return buy. I like it. I'll probably get it if I see it, if I want a Verdejo, just to say, what else can I have besides getting something outside of a Pinot Grigio or a Sauvignon Blanc, because I'm not a big Chardonnay guy, especially for the summer. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life. Later.